Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed your day so far. If you get a chance, go to my website, Tuttle.net. It's one-stop shopping for everything when it comes to the content that I'm putting out on social media, my YouTube, as well as the podcast. Gotta be honest with you guys. I have felt like absolute dog shit all day because I just ended up getting my second vaccination. And, you know, I don't want any of you guys to think I'm complaining. You guys know of all the dumb stuff that I have done through my radio career. And it's really, really not that bad because I've been working out a lot. I've had a lot of energy. But, man, like, I've been drained. My left arm is sore as F. And I'm just achy. I compare it to like the mild flu. And I had been kind of like debating on if I was going to get the second shot. I know that I had already gotten the first. And I had some downtime and I was reading because they give you a lot of like paperwork and stuff. Talking about the side effects and all the warnings about getting the shot. And I know that I should not feel this way. I know that I shouldn't. A lot of people have been telling me that I can't blame myself. There are two things. There was one night, and I've talked about this. There was one night that I fell asleep early, and I usually was the one that would set up my dad's shot. I would get it on the right amount of the insulin that he would need. And I fell asleep, and he didn't take his shot that night. And it was like almost like, it was in between 700 and 800, which is horrendous for a diabetic. And then I was reading through all the paperwork and finding out it says that you should not get the Moderna shot if you're on blood thinner, which my dad was. He was on Coumadin. And I'm second guessing myself. I really, really am. Like, did I do enough? Was me falling asleep that night, not making sure that my dad took his shot, did that lead to his downhill spiral? Or because I filled out all the paperwork because my dad didn't have the best handwriting at the time. He forgot his eyeglasses that day, so I filled out all the paperwork. And I'm just afraid that maybe I wasn't paying attention. I got lazy, or I got complacent, and I skipped over that part, and I didn't read it. A lot of people have been telling me, you know, they should go over all this stuff with you. A health professional should go over all this stuff with you before you even get injected. But they didn't. And that's the thing about this with the shots. A lot of people would say, well, why don't you take legal action? No, you can't. You can't because these vaccines are not even FDA approved. It's for emergency use. So it's kind of like take it at your own risk. And that's why that I was pitting off that second shot. Even though I had had the first, I didn't want to take that second shot because I was a little afraid, if I'm just being honest. And the shit show that is going on in the state of Florida, and I know a lot of people are going to get pissed off. I know that I go over this all the time talking about being a broken record. But I know that a lot of people are going to think that I'm a liberal, I'm a MAGA hater. But man, what the fuck is our governor Ron DeSantis doing? Like, when he first started out, I was like, okay, we got a guy in here that's going to get some things done, because he was trying to do a lot of stuff with the Clean Water Act. He did do it. Do I think it was enough? No. But man, he just, like, he does not believe in the science. He does not believe in anything. You know, like, there's no mask mandates when it comes to the kids. And I know that some people are going to be pissed. Yes, it should be the parents' decision on if they should wear a mask. But if your kid doesn't want to wear a mask, or you don't want your kid to wear a mask, then do homeschooling. Because what's going to end up happening, our teachers here in the state of Florida are so underpaid already as it is. They are also older. Let's be honest. These teachers are burning heaters during lunch breaks in the teacher, like, conference room where they go to eat. So I'm pretty sure they're all smokers. They're older. And they're around a lot of kids that do not wash their hands. Because, look, I know when I was a kid, I didn't wash my hands all the time. Fuck, I would go piss. I would wipe my ass, do all that stuff. Nah, wouldn't wash my hands when I was younger, because I really didn't care. So what's going to end up happening with these underpaid teachers? You know what they're going to do? They're going to be like, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm so underpaid. I still have to spend some of my own money just to buy supplies for my students, for them to be able to learn. So why am I even doing this if the governor of the state of Florida does not even care about me? And also, these politicians, if you're going to hold a press conference and you're going to take questions, don't walk out on it. Because guess what? You need to be held accountable for whatever you're doing, and you got to suck it up. If a reporter asks you a question that maybe puts you on the hot seat and you don't like, you got to suck it up. You got to be quick on your feet. You got to be able to answer this stuff. And don't be a pussy and walk off the stage and say that you're done with the press conference. It makes you just look at like a big, gigantic vagina.
There were some testy exchanges with the governor today as he came here to the Everglades to talk about a project that was just completed. He also talked about COVID and hospitalizations, saying he believes that hospitalizations are down over the past few days. However, does not think we've reached the peak yet.
Okay, we'll see you guys later. Thank you.
What a big bitch. What a big baby. Like, you're a politician. You're supposed to be able to be a public speaker. You're supposed to be able to be quick on your feet. And you walk off. Like, it makes you look like the biggest pussy in the world when you walk off. And also, at the same time, I'm going to call out the reporters as well, too. Like, how do you let that guy walk off stage? Because if I was sitting in the front row as a reporter, I'm getting up out of my seat. I'm not going to be violent. I'm not going to be vulgar to him at all. But I'm going to follow him, and I'm going to ask some follow-up questions. Because guess what? As an elected official, it is your duty to answer and speak to the people that voted for you and the taxpayers of the state of Florida. And for you to throw a temper tantrum and just walk off stage because you didn't like the questions that were being asked of you? Because it like it or not, hospitalizations are up, our infected daily rate is up, and it's all about how you twist it. It's all just a big word game, and that's what the politicians, all politicians have done this for years. Democratic, Republican, conservative, liberal, independent, whatever you consider yourself, yeah, they've all been doing it. Because when the questions start getting tough, they just walk out. They take their ball and go home.
After a terse response to a reporter's question, Governor Ron DeSantis abruptly leaves, only taking three questions, all of them about COVID. The one that set him off was when he was asked about seven children in Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital with COVID, two in the ICU. The question was, could masks have helped?
You're blaming the kids, saying they weren't wearing masks and so they're in the ICU. With all due respect, I find that deplorable, to blame a victim who ends up being hospitalized.
I learned this word because when I worked on Bubba's show, this is a classic heat reversal. That is a wrestling term. Instead of answering the question, you kind of try to turn it around on the reporter and make him look like he's the bad guy for asking the question if mask would have helped, which I know masks are not 100% protection when it comes to stuff, but guess what? Neither are condoms. People use condoms all the time, but are they 100%? No. And you can't tell me that not wearing a mask is better than wearing a mask. It just isn't. I don't care if it's only 50% protective. It's still better than not wearing a mask at all.
He never gave his thought on if masks would have helped.
And this has been a really negative thing throughout this whole thing with some of these quote experts, some of the media. Somebody contracts a highly transmissible airborne virus, and they're viewed as having done something wrong. And that's just not the way you do it.
I mean, right now, what you're hearing is the stereotypical political bullshit that we go through. I mean, he didn't answer any single question. He tried to turn it around on the local news media, the national news media, all the other elected officials saying, oh, you guys are the bad guys for trying to blame the victims for not wearing a mask. No, you know what? Because you are spewing all this rhetoric that is not helping. You are following your puppet master who I don't even understand. I will give Ron DeSantis credit for telling Trump that he shouldn't have that rally down in South Florida while they were trying to find all the dead bodies in that condominium that collapsed down there. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked when I heard him go against his almighty puppet master, the one that has had his fist up Ron DeSantis' ass like he was doing a ventriloquist act. I don't know if you guys ever saw Ron DeSantis' political ads when he first came out. He was reading his kids Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, for a bedtime story. That's how much of a mark Ron DeSantis is for Donald Trump. The same guy that riled up all his supporters for the insurrection that happened on Capitol Hill.
He also responded to a question about Florida being a COVID epicenter and its high hospitalizations. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said Florida hit a record today of more than 11,500.
We are watching the CLI. That is plateauing. The hospital admissions have slowed. I don't think we've reached the peak yet.
See, you got to look at the words that these politicians use. Him saying, I don't think we've reached the peak yet, is him covering his political ass. Almost said ad, but it is him covering his political ass because he's still got to do one more term as a governor because I really don't think he is ready. A lot of the Republican Party thinks that Ron DeSantis is going to make a real run at the White House coming up real soon. And I just don't think he's ready for it. Because if I'm being honest, if you're getting pissed off when local news media is asking you questions, what's going to end up happening when the national news starts asking these same questions? Because you're not going to get off as easy as you are with this whole debacle. So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't think he is quite ready. So he's going to have to serve at least, well, he's not going to have to serve. He's going to have to at least win another term as the governor of the Sunshine State and then serve out that term. And then only then you might be ready for the White House.
But I think we're going to settle in hopefully this week or next week.
The governor also made it very clear once again that he does not plan on having any shutdowns here in Florida. He said what he is doing is protecting jobs as well as small business. Live in the Everglades, Ted Scouten, CBS 4 News.
I mean, I started out the show talking about how I think maybe the vaccine had something to do with my father's death. Did I want to get that second shot? No, I didn't. I really, really didn't. Because I think if you have a healthy lifestyle, you're not drinking, you're not smoking, you're not obese, if you do get COVID, now there are some people. See, we haven't even really figured out what actually, like, health-wise, what is the main cause, why people are dying and some people aren't. But I really do think if you're a healthy person and you wash your hands and you're being sanitary when it comes to your everyday life, I think you're going to be okay. I really, really do. I will admit that this isn't the deadliest pandemic that we've ever had, but we also got to protect the people. But I do, like I said, if you're a healthy person, did I want to get that vaccine? No. If I'm being honest, the only reason I got the second vaccine was to appease my mom, because she just was on my ass about getting it. So I got it. I'm going through a little bit of bad days after getting it. You know, and I know that the vaccine is not helping this whole Delta variant thing, but I'm also hearing that, yeah, you can still get it even if you're vaccinated, but, you know, your chances of survival are much better without having it. So who knows? Who knows? We could all be being lied to. We really, really could. So who knows? I'm not trying to get all political. Like I've always said, I don't support either side. I think they're all a bunch of crooks. But I just wanted to play that piece of audio for a couple of reasons, because I was talking about me getting the second vaccination as well as how our political leaders need to be held accountable. They should not be walking off stage. They should be answering the questions that reporters are wanting to hear. I'm just being honest. That's it. Gonna take a quick break. Right after the break, I have Ciroc joining me, and we're going to be discussing a lot of current events and stuff that's going on in the news. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you check out my website, tuttle.net. When you go to my website, you'll be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. It's like one-stop shopping for Tuttle. Yes, I spoke about myself in the third person, and I feel like a big douchebag.
No, that you sounded amazing. Like, if anybody's going to talk about themselves, it should be you, yourself. You know, would you be your own hype man?
I mean, I gotta be. Nobody else is it, you know?
I mean, but like, okay, so let me ask you this. So like, say if you're like a wrestler or some shit like that, give me just a quick, like, how would you introduce yourself? Like, if you're trying to sell the crowd and like you're a new wrestler, nobody knows who you are, like, how would you sell yourself?
I am Mr. Mediocrity, and I never give up, and I just keep going on and on and on when I should have quit a long time ago and got a real job, and I might have had a family right now.
So that's the introduction.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You sound depressed. Like, that would be your name, depressed guy. Like, that would be your wrestling name.
I'm not depressed, man. I'm just, you know, like, I'm feeling kind of crummy. I ended up getting the second shot, and I'm feeling really.
What symptoms, like, you got right now? Sleepy?
Just achy. I can't sleep because I can't get comfortable. The arm really does hurt. Like, I can't even work out today.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah. It's pretty fucking sore. Like, really, really sore. And that's been the biggest problem. And before we came on, you would ask me, you were like, oh, well, why did it take you so long? Well, number one, I live in a very rural area. Like, there's not a lot of people. I wear my mask everywhere. I make sure I don't touch my face, all that good stuff. Like I went the whole 2020, I kept my parents safe and I did. But the one thing that kept me from wanting to get the shot was that my dad ended up going downhill right after he got the shot. And I was looking through the side effects after taking the shot. And one of the things is you should not take this shot if you're on blood thinners.
Ooh.
Which my dad is on blood thinners. And you would think like somebody would make sure, you know, like I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's one of the main reasons I just did not want to get the shot, because I was like, I saw what happened to my dad.
Yeah. You would think that they would read those you know, they give you that sheet to fill out, like if you have any allergies or any shit like that, like you think they'd read that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I didn't want to get it. My only reason I got it was because my mom just kept staying on my ass about it, you know, and, you know, like now that she's like the patriarch, I mean, you'd listen even at your age right now. Of course, you can make your own decisions and shit. But like if it wasn't something big, like if your mom asked you to do something as simple as get a shot, like you would probably do it.
Yeah. Well, I think my parents are getting to the age where like what they say is probably not true anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when you're a kid, you're like, you believe everything. You're like, oh yeah, yeah, my mom. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Majority of this stuff is, you know, looking out for our best interest, but you know, they're getting to the age where I'm like, mom, that's not true actually. But I don't have like the balls to say that to her. So.
Yeah. No. See, well, I always learned this, like, after about 5 years of marriage, like I learned, like, as a guy, like we want to win fights. And, you know, it got to a point where I was like, you know what? The quicker I just let her win, the quicker she stops bitching at me about something. Have you ever? And that should have been a key sign that I needed to get out immediately. but what I was saying, though, it did get to a point where I was like, even though I knew I was in the right, I just did not want to fucking hear it. So right. I'd be like, you know what? You're right. I fucked up. Like, I would let her win argument. And that's the greatest thing. Like, what is the biggest argument you and your chick has been into?
Oh, man. Well, they're usually like alcohol, like induced arguments. And it's usually honestly, like she's the type of person where it's like, you know, some people, like when you argue with them, like they really don't say anything back. It's usually me just kind of bitching, but it's usually like something stupid.
Oh,
like,
she just goes cold on you then. Like,
yeah, it's kind of scary, though, right? Because like,
yeah,
no, sometimes I don't know my own. Yeah, it's like, fuck.
like when a woman, you know, when a woman is really, really mad is when she just doesn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if she doesn't have shit to say, because I'm not trying to be a chauvinistic, but, you know, women love to argue sometimes.
If they don't say anything back, I would text a friend like, hey, man, I might have to crash on the couch tonight. Like, you can't stay at that same house. Like, you're asking. That's a death wish.
But as a guy, though, the best thing you can do, like if a woman starts getting like physical or is starting to just leave. Leave, like,
yeah,
because as a man, it is set up completely against us.
Oh yeah, you literally, like, have two black eyes and you still go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're gonna have to be told to leave your house that's in your name on the mortgage or something. Yeah. You know, like, how fucked up is that? Like, seriously.
I know, like, imagine being like a woman, like squatter. Like, oh my god, that must be a great business, right? You just squat in somebody's house and call the cops, and like, you know, you got about an 80% chance of them going to jail, not you.
Exactly. And the I mean, also when it comes to divorce and custody of kids,
oh, like, man, that's another one.
Like, the father, the woman has to be a complete degenerate fuck up,
right?
Or
like a celebrity. Like, it has to be like a celebrity. Like, you can't just be like a regular person on the street. Like, no, nobody would believe that.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is like, that's one of the big red flags that I've learned, you know, being single and dating now, that if you meet a chick that has kids, but she doesn't have full custody. No, I'm being dead ass serious. I mean,
do you even ask what happened, or are you just like, just
no,
assume,
I don't need to
know.
I know that you must have done something really fucking bad.
Really
that
bad.
You didn't catch your kids. Like, I'm for real.
You might have to Google her before you meet her in person. Like,
I mean, the notorious. is that wrong of me to say, though? But I mean, it is the truth, though. Like, I mean, for the most part, the dad will get visitation on the weekends or something.
Yeah, like you should be worried, like if you go to her place and like there's nothing but like 1930s to 1950s, like, you know, posters and movies and Al Capone and all, that's what you should be worried. Like, all right, this chick is fucking crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things before we get into it, I want to let people know how they can find out and check out any of your content.
What if I don't want any people to know? What if I'm okay, against it? What if I'm actually planning something really dangerous and the less people know, the better? No, I'm kidding. Shit, I almost forgot. So,
you know, 9/11's coming up. I wouldn't say shit like that. Bitch.
I know, man. We got a good like month. We still got three? Was it today's the third? So what? 8 days until August 11th. Once you're in that month range, then you really can't joke. But when you're outside of that 30-day period, you can say whatever you want. But to find the podcast, the weekly review, it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as Facebook and YouTube. Just type in the weekly review, or it might just be easier to type my name, Serac, which is S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, not spelled the same as the liquor, but I promise you it tastes way better.
I don't know on social media if you saw all the pictures of Will Smith and being overweight. He made it seem like he gained like pandemic weight. Did you see any of the pictures?
I haven't seen the pictures, but I saw the preview or the trailer or whatever.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Everybody thought, but no, he was gaining weight for the role to play Venus and Serena Williams' father.
That must be fun though, right? Like that's probably the one like method acting that you're like, oh, all you gotta do is just keep eating whatever you want to eat.
Well, you know, the guy that ended up gaining the most weight for a movie role, it was Robert De Niro for a while for the movie Raging Bull. But then did you ever see the movie Full Metal Jacket, the war movie?
Is that with Charlie Sheen?
No, that's Platoon.
Oh, shit.
Full Metal Jacket is the one with Private Pyle, the one that goes crazy. And,
is that
and,
where like that old like that general? I don't know if he's a general, so
yes,
I don't know the rank.
Yeah. He was like, sir or son, do you suck dick? Because you look like an Edler Bergage, you piece of shit motherfucker. Yeah, and he kept picking on this one guy, and he called him Pyle, Private Pyle, all the time. And Private Pyle kept fucking up. And when Private Pyle would fuck up, Private Pyle got to eat donuts and stuff, but all the other people in the barracks had to do all the PT and stuff. And
oh,
one
that's
night,
fucked
they.
Up.
They all put, you know, those big long tube socks. They put a bar of soap in the tube socks and wrapped a blanket around them. And then everybody got a turn swinging that bar of soap in that sock, beating them with.
That's like, I mean, it's kind of dangerous, right? I mean, like not, I mean, not the fact that that, you know, they jumped
them
or
Marines,
whatever.
The
I know,
Marines.
But like there's like guns all over the place. Like that's the last thing you want to do is like jump somebody with socks filled with soap, and then there's like AKs and M16s just laying around all over the place, you know.
Yeah, but Pyle though got the last laugh though.
He kill him or he killed
oh
him,
he killed he killed he killed the drill sergeant.
Oh shit. Do they like, wasn't there like a big, I mean, I don't know if it was a big thing or still is, like with the whole like the treatment of like recruits and stuff and like the Marines and, you know, Navy and Army and all that crap.
You know, Vulture, my producer, is a Marine, or was a Marine. He's now in a different branch.
You're forever a Marine.
Yeah, but you know, you'll see all these videos of what boot camp really is like. And he said, dude, that doesn't even scratch the surface. Like, there's a lot of shit that they will not show.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like it's really, like, first thing they do, like, when you get off the bus, They you have these papers you got to fill out, okay? Uh-huh. And it's all about taking away. You have no prior like life possessions. You see what I'm saying? They take everything from you. They put it in a bag like you're in jail, and you don't get that shit back until you get out.
Give me this Xbox. What the fuck you bring this for?
Yeah, but they give you these papers you got to fill out, and the drill sergeant, it's all about you own nothing. It's all about pick up my papers. Put down my papers, up my papers. And he'll just do that over and over. They're like programming these people to just be ruthless killing machines. And I got to tell you, I kind of like it.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what you need, man. But like, it's even worse, though, like when they do all that and then it's like no war going on and they just go home after like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened. Yeah, I just got my ass kicked for 2 years just to do it.
So let me ask you about this King Richard movie, because I don't even know. I guess Richard was the name of the father, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, I'm just agreeing. I don't know, but I assume it probably is.
Now, Venus and Serena, do you think that they got any input in on this movie? Or are they making it to Hollywood? Like, if you're a public figure, can somebody else do a movie about you?
I think you'd have to get approval from them. And I think they probably sent, is their father still alive, by the way? He's still alive, right?
I don't know. I know Tiger's dad's not alive.
I think you would probably have to, well, first you'd have to ask if you can do it. And then you'd probably have to send like them a script or, you know, a summary or something to read over. And then if that's approved, because, you know, Serena and Venus, I'm sure they have agents, you know, there's contracts and all types of.
Did you say they have Asians? Like
agents.
Asians? I was like, oh, what? They got an army of Asians?
So look,
something?
They got Asians. Okay. You know what that means? No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm sure they like read over the script and had an idea of what it would be before. And it's Will Smith too, right? Like, who turns down, if Will Smith came to me and was like, hey man, I want to do a documentary about your life, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll pay you to do it. You know, like,
what is your favorite like Will Smith role?
Oh, Pursuit of Happiness, hands down, easily.
Did you ever see watch 6 Degrees of Separation?
No, but like,
you need to watch it. It was his first role. You know, he plays a gay character in the movie.
What? Give me like just a quick, like, you know, okay, rundown of what happens.
He basically is a con man and he ends up meeting this other gay guy that is kind of like a con man as well, too. And he teaches him, because he's living on the streets and stuff, and teaches uh-huh. Will Smith how to, you know, talk like the rich elite. Okay. And he came up with this whole story about how he was Sidney Poitier's son. And these rich elite like welcomed them in. They were like, because everybody was white, but they were like, oh man, we got Sidney's son.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, so they actually like were giving them all types of money, all this stuff. Like it was really, really like a deep movie. But for Will Smith in his first role to have to kiss a dude and do like gay things on, I mean, that's a big risk to go from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's like a complete opposite.
Which was an amazing show, by the way. I mean, it might have been a little cheesy, but for the time, I mean, they kind of hit on some pretty hard topics.
You think
on Fresh Prince?
You think like he would have done that like now, or do you think that was just like, hey, I'm kind of, I mean, because I guess, you know, him being on Fresh Prince, obviously that's acting, but like to be like a, you know, a film actor is completely different. And you think he just did that just to get kind of like his foot in the door to show like, you know, he can be versatile, or, you know, just, I feel like he wouldn't do that today. Like if the same movie was offered to him today, he wouldn't do it.
No, but the thing is though, isn't him and Jada like swingers?
That's what I heard. And they had like that whole like, cause she has her, I think it's a podcast, the Red Room or something like that.
Yeah, they get into some pretty like some dirty stuff sometimes, like for real. Like
it's I think like a lot of celebrity couples are probably like some form of swingers. I feel like you have to be, right? I mean, it's
you
just like
mix it up. Because
you get so much attention.
Yeah, you live this life of you're overstimulated all the time. And you're like, hey, man, we got to mix it up, man. Like we've already done every position like 50 to 100 times, and like we need to mix it.
Yeah, but like it was a whole ordeal with I think it was, she was like seeing some singer or something like that, and as a man, doesn't matter if you're swingers or not, I feel like you've got to feel some kind of way, right? You can't just
who is more jealous, who do you think would tend to be more jealous, the women or the men? Because everybody would think the women, this is just my opinion, I think the guys are the ones that probably get the most jealous.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah, men definitely get way more jealous. They just don't show it. Like with guys, like if somebody's like took your girl, like you, like, I mean, unless you like pull in the future, you know, side of things and say she for the streets or whatever. Yeah, you definitely get more jealous because you it's like a possession thing. Not saying that girls are like trophies to men. Nah, I know. I don't want to go down that route, but yeah, I think Vid probably get a little bit more jealous. Because yeah, Will was crying. It was showing like the video with them talking.
He looked rough.
Oh my God. I felt bad for him.
But your question, I mean, all guys are like, even though like we don't want to know the true answer, but we really do. But then when we get the true answer, we get mad about it. Like if we were like swingers or whatever, and uh-huh. and the first question would be like, okay, how was it? Was he better than me?
Yeah, it's a competition.
Is his penis bigger? I mean, for real, that would be all the questions you would be asking.
Yeah, but she responded like, it was okay. Like, it would be such a like a vague response. Like, you could sleep for like a week. You'd be so paranoid.
Yeah, and a guy does not know better. Like, we would just keep prying and trying to dig. Like, so by okay, what do you mean okay? Like, you know, like you're on a scale of 1 to 10 and say, I think that's because
guys always worry about like if okay, so say if like you got a girl or maybe you guys are swingers or whatever the case may be, like you know how women like when they're cheating or if they're seeing somebody else, like they actually like have a relationship with the other person or love them or you know, but guys just like a quick hookup, like you probably forgot the girl's name anyway. So it's you know, if you were in that situation where you know you're swingers and she was with someone else. And, you know, kind of gave you kind of, you know, not too telling responses or answers, like you would think that she would dump you and be dating the other guy. But the other way around, if it's a woman asking guy, like, yeah, it was all right. And then, like, you know, it doesn't mean anything to him.
Okay. You can plead the fifth if you want to.
Okay.
Or your chick probably doesn't even listen to this podcast.
Don't say that, because this would be the one she listens to.
have you ever, I'm not saying with your current girlfriend, but have you ever cheated?
Hell yeah. And yeah. I don't mean that. I didn't mean to say that with confidence. I mean, just say it like.
You said that a little too quick.
I'd be like, hell yeah, who does it? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah, on past relationships, but I was younger. You know, I was young.
Was the relationship good or were you just like, man, this chick is hotter? I gotta, you know.
It was good, but it was like during the, like my college years, I guess, like early like 2021. And it was more of the influence from like my buddies than anything, because we mm-hmm. I mean we had a house with like 5 guys living in it and threw parties all the time, you know, I'm sure you can imagine.
I bet
so.
That place had every bacteria and virus that you could ever think of in the carpets.
We had like paper plates and plastic cups just because, you know, everything's throwawayable.
Yeah, fuck doing the dishes.
Yeah, dishes, who does dishes these days? What the fuck? Like,
so did you get caught though?
Yes.
How?
Okay, the funny thing is I got caught, but like I did it more than once and I just got caught once. But I was on how did I get caught? I'm trying to, it was so long ago. Oh yeah. I was chatting with this girl like on Facebook. And of course I'm an idiot. I'm like on her computer and I forgot to like log out. But like the thing is like what we were talking about wasn't like too crazy, but it implied that something happened or we're planning to do something. So that's how I got caught. But in the back of my mind,
did you pull
like,
a Shaggy saying it wasn't me?
Nah, I mean, I admitted it, but like I did way worse. I just got like, you just saw like the tip of the iceberg. She saw the tip of the iceberg. So yeah, I was a dirtbag.
Was that the end? What was that the end of the relationship?
No, we broke up for like a week.
Oh, then you must have the biggest, you must have the biggest hog in the world. Yeah, you do. I just figured it out. No, I do not.
Remember, this is, I was just really good at like being forgiven, I guess. And I'm very young, man. We're in our 20s. Like, come on. Like, you could get away with anything back then and still date the same girl. And like, you know, we split for months at a time. And, you know, we were on and off for like 6 years. So it happens.
Yeah.
But the older I get, the more responsible I get. So yeah. And no, I haven't cheated on my current girlfriend now.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You're asking me. What about you?
Oh no, I have before. Not when I was married. Now when I was dating my soon to be wife, yes, I did cheat one time.
Well, explain what happened.
Well, because you remember that she was a virgin at the time. She made me wait until marriage. So there was an old flame, the first girl that I actually lost my virginity to, came back into town. And, you know, like, I had been, like, on a year dry spell, and, you know, it's not I went.
You cheated on your wife before you married her?
Yes,
Because she wanted to wait to marriage. That's not, bro, that's not cheating. That's like your... That's instinct. That's your testosterone. Like, that should be legal. Like, you shouldn't be reprimanded for that at all.
This is like at 22, 23, 24, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying it was right, but it was just one of those like spur of the moment thing.
Exactly. See, that's how guys are. It's just like a quick spur of the moment. It's not like it wasn't planned. It wasn't like, you know, you guys weren't having a relationship or like, you know, laughing and, you know, that shit. It just happens. But with girls, it's like, you know, they chatted for months, years, talked, hung out, you know, all that type of nonsense. So, yeah, man, if I was like your wingman back then, I would have supported it. I wouldn't have said shit either.
OK, so now let me ask you this, though. Do you let like your girlfriend know your ride or die buddy's phone number? OK, you see what I'm saying? Like, do you like give her like, you know, like the girl you're dating now?
Right.
Does she be like, you know, hey, who are you going out with? Just in case something happens, do you give them your buddy's phone number?
But she doesn't like ask me that, though. That's the thing.
Okay. No, but like, does your buddy's like, I'm not saying this relationship, but in past relationships you've had, do you guys like have a set thing that you go by? Like, say, if she calls and she tries to like flap you up and be like, yo, is Ciroc with you right now? You know, like, are you see what I'm saying? Like, would he know, like, automatically, like, if he wasn't with you, and would he know, like, would you have to pre-call him and say, hey, man, if my chick calls, I'm with you. But, like, if she calls, tell her I'm taking a shit or something.
No, man. She would only, like, even though they had each other's numbers, it would only be, like, if somebody was, like, looking for me, like, in a... Not like worried, like, what am I doing? Like, or, you know, maybe somebody's trying to get hold of me for something important. And I was too good, man. I was too slick. And I hate to be proud of this, but, you know, I was very sneaky to where, like, that situation would never
Boys, though, know what to do? Like, would they be able to ad lib and be like, oh, man, he's right. Hey, Sarah. Oh, he just went into the bathroom.
They probably wouldn't even answer. Like, they know better. You know what I mean? And keep in mind, like, this is like, you know, if I ever would have got caught, it would have been, like I said, back in like my early 20s. But this is pre, like,
you didn't have a lot of phones, cell phones.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't like tech wasn't as good as it is now where you can like fucking track people if you really want to. So, yeah, I mean, I was good, man. My P's and Q's. I made sure that I checked in right when I sound like a terrible person. The more I keep talking. Diabolical cheater.
What is the maddest a woman has ever been at you?
Oh man.
And you can't include your mom.
Okay. Damn, well, that's about 90% of it. No, I'm just kidding. I would say the time I got caught cheating. Like, it wasn't mad.
Wait, how many times have you cheated?
Wait, no. I'm
sorry. I'm not trying to like make you look like
he's a hacker. No, this is the same relationship. This
okay,
is the same
girl. Right, yeah, I got you. Okay. Way to recover there.
Yeah. This is all the same person. Very long time ago. I guess that was it. I don't know, but girls have been mad at me before. It's just yelling. I mean, I've never got like, no one's ever like threw something at me or tried to kill me or anything like that, but usually I just leave, you know? Like that, the time when I did get caught cheating, I remember like, I had grabbed the shit that I had there. I was at her place. Of course you get caught at her place. And I just,
wait, you were fucking the chick at her place?
No, I got caught at my girl's place.
Oh, okay. I had some balls. I mean, that takes it to a whole new level. If you bring another chick to your chick's pad and you bang her there.
Yeah, like, that's like revengeful. Like you do that out of revenge. Like, she did something to make you do that. My buddy did that one time, but I thought I was good. He was really good. But I remember one time he had, this is right around the same time, so it doesn't apply now, but he had like his girl had just came over, right? Mm-hmm. She left. I don't know if they, whatever they did. And then literally 20 minutes later, another girl had came over. Because we had like people in and out of the house all the time, right? Because, you know, a lot of people live there, a lot of friends, whatever. And 20 minutes later, another girl came and he, you know, went and did his thing. I was like, wow, you are ruthless. Like, I mean, the bed is still warm from literally an hour ago. So
yeah, but I mean, women have the best smell and the best eyes. Like when they're like, if they're thinking that their man's cheating, like mm-hmm. they almost have like, you know, in the Terminator movies, when the Terminator's walking and you're actually yeah. seeing his point of view and it's like scanning for things and like, all right. Looking at the shirt collar, no lipstick or anything like that.
I'm a cybernetic organism that catches cheetos.
Yeah. It's analyzing everything. And women's smell gets really, really good when they think their man is cheating.
Their smell. Yeah,
because,
but wouldn't that be like the ultimate like device or like just robot? Like instead of like the Terminator coming to protect somebody, like it would just be like a cheating Terminator.
Yeah,
like
the cheetinator.
Yeah. He'd come in and analyze the room and be like, whoop, Steven. He's
yeah,
guilty.
Or your chick breaks out a black light, turns off all the lights, and then like you, because let me ask you this. When you were younger, like uh-huh. first hooking up with chicks and stuff, did you ever, because I remember my mom catching me the first time coming home, like where I was like kind of fooling around, but didn't have like sex.
Uh-huh.
Just making out and stuff. And as a young kid, like, I mean, anything will get you so excited that you get the snail trails, maybe in the front of the pants a little bit. and snail trails.
I've never heard that.
No, but I mean, you will get,
but I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get those wet spots in the front of the pants. And my mom was like, mm-hmm. I don't know why I just said my mom was like a black woman, because mm-hmm. the way I said,
uh-huh,
mm-hmm,
sugar. I know yeah. what that is, and it ain't water.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, what I tried to tell her was like, nah, I stopped to use the bathroom. I didn't shake well enough. Not knowing that, you know, at a young age, you got a really great prostate, so you don't dribble as much when you're 18, 19, or 20. You know, it does kind of suck sometimes. Like that whole pre-cum bullshit when you're fucking young is like uncontrollable. Yeah.
Did you have locks on your door, like in your room? Did you invite
some people
can have girlfriends, some people can at a certain age, all that mm-hmm. crap. But like, did you ever like lock a room door when you had a girl over?
No. No girls ever came to the house.
Oh man. No.
But I took a lot of showers. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was time for my fourth shower of the day again.
Yeah. Because you could always like at that age too. The first time that you actually masturbate to completion, I remember the first time I was like, oh, wow, what the hell just happened?
Is that right? Am I supposed to do that? Am I sick?
Yeah. Am I broken? Sick? Did I just break my penis? like, I mean, you really do. But then you're like, fuck, man, that feels good. Do you remember like right around the first time that you ever masturbated to completion? It was like every chance, like you rip one off.
What age is that though? Like, it's hard to like remember how old I was.
I think I was
12 or 13.
I probably 13, 14, 15 range. That's what I'll give you.
Yeah. And remember, like, you used to masturbate to like the weirdest shit though. Like not when I say weird, I don't mean like, you know, animals or some shit like that, but it'd be like, it wouldn't be like
laundry,
how it is now.
Sears,
yeah.
Sears laundry catalog. Or my dad. See, the great thing about my dad was that he would travel, because he was a construction worker, and he would probably stop at shady ass like gas stations and shit, right. And that's where you get the good pornography, like Cherry Jugs. You know, you're not getting any of that Playboy bullshit,
right?
He actually had Penthouse and Hustler as well too, which was amazing because they showed everything.
These are just magazines though, right?
Yeah, but at that time it was like the best thing. I was like,
Yeah, because they didn't really have a lot of like videos back then.
No. But I do remember the internet, because I had dial up at the time. So like, you know, anytime like I would be like, a 15-second porn clip would take me like an hour and a half.
I know, right? Your stamina was so good back then, because you had to be so patient, like just to wait for shit to happen.
No, but I would get to about 98%, and my we'd have a phone call come in. and my mom would have to answer it, and it would just, they would bust me down to zero, and I'd be like, ah!
I know. And then you got to kind of like worry, like, who is she, like, if she's talking to like a family member, like, oh God, this is going to be at least an hour and a half. But if it's something else, you can kind of time it out. I'm like, all right, should be done about 10 minutes.
You never had dial up, did you? Probably.
No, I did. I did. I was around when the internet was created. Like, I was like, my millennials, you know, people around my age, like, we were like the test dumps. Like, we grew up kind of with the internet, I guess, like early 90s, right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get my first computer at the house until like 2000, 99. But yeah, 1999 was the first time I had a computer at the house, and it was dial-up. It was, you had to plug it into the phone line.
AOL. Yep.
AOL, and it would make all those damn like sounds, like,
and then like there was DSL after that.
Yeah, dick sucking lips. Yeah,
DSL. Yep. That was like, for me, like, we didn't have DSL. I always thought like rich people had that. I was like,
this is fast as hell.
Yeah, this is fast as shit, man. I gotta wait for my dad to stop talking to his family members in Africa before I can get all this shit, before I can get online and message that girl I was talking to. I'm just kidding.
Isn't it weird though, like, how technology, like, the better it gets, like, the cheaper it gets sometimes?
Yeah.
You remember like when HD TVs came out and it was like, oh man, it was like
five grand.
Now you can get one for like fucking $400 at Walmart. Yeah. Dude, or even cheaper.
You got the iPhone 12, right?
Yeah. iPhone 12.
You can shoot in 4K video.
60 frames per second, because if you don't know this, people, go to settings, go to the camera, okay? Go to the camera app in settings, and then you know, like, they automatically, they make it standard 1080p, like 30 frames per second. You can bump it up to 4K 60 frames per second, but it takes up a lot of space.
Does it?
Speaking of space, do you remember how expensive, like, storage, like, data storage was?
Yeah,
like,
gigabytes.
A gigabyte would be, like, you would be, like, throwing down $300. And now you can get, like, a terabyte for $60 or something.
Yeah. 2 terabytes for 60. Black Friday sale. It's just crazy. I'm, like, I'm kind of excited. Like, I'm wondering, I'm curious, and I'm excited for, like, what's going to be, like, the new big thing? It has to be something soon.
Well, they're talking about this metaverse thing, which I don't know much about yet.
What is that?
It's something that Zuckerberg's working on. It's metaverse? Like a like a virtual reality type thing.
I mean, VR is kind of like, so I have an Oculus.
I've seen you do the Oculus stuff.
Bro,
and why
that shit is so fun.
Oh, it's fun. I'm sure it's fun, but you always look like a complete idiot.
I know.
On the outside world. Like, if you're like looking at somebody with one of them on, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
No, it's fun though, man. I have this game. I have a few games actually, but one is like the Beat Saber, where you like kind of like,
oh, you're knocking the blocks off with the lightsaber, right?
Bro, that shit is tiring. Like, that's like cardio. That's morning cardio for me.
I would like it. So you get two lightsabers, and when the blocks come, like, you just have to hit them something.
They have like they'll have like arrows on them on each block, and you got to swing in like a certain direction.
Oh, I got you. So it's kind of like Guitar Hero, but for like really hardcore nerds.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. But the best part is like, if you have like I put like my earbuds in, bro, and like, you're just like immersed in like a whole, and the quality is really not that bad. You know, that was my big concern. Like, oh crap, I don't need looking in, you know, fucking 720p. I can, you know, everything's all grainy, but no, it's actually pretty fucking good.
So I've never been good at segues, but I actually, you know, we're talking about, I remember the technology. I remember when the original Nintendo was out, they sold something called the Power Pad. You remember
that?
The Power Pad? It would be like a Twister like type mat, but it was like connected. So like, they had this track and field game.
Oh, yeah. The ones you step on, right?
Yeah, you would step on it like you were running. And like, the top guy was this black dude from Africa called Cheetah, which I thought was, you know, now looking back on him, was like, man, couldn't you guys come up with a better name for an African than Cheetah?
I will go Lion.
Yeah, but I would do that, But I was watching the Olympics. Did you see that? Because they did it in swimming, and I don't know if this is the first time that they did it in track and field, but it was the mix four by one.
So
or,
I didn't.
No,
it was no, four it, by one, right?
Yeah. No, I think it one lap around the track would be a 400, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
so
a four by
was,
one. Then.
Yeah, it was by it was a four by four though.
So that's, each person did a whole lap, or they did like a quarter. Okay.
They did a whole lap. Okay. So it was funny. All right. So all these men, so this chick got out to like almost a half a lap lead. Okay. And it's all about strategy. And this puts an end to all of the equality, gender equality bullshit.
They all probably like hawked her down.
They hawked her down like it was nothing. Like, seriously, like, have you ever been, like, really, really speeding, and the way you just blow by somebody, like, you just come up on them so quick?
They don't even see it.
This woman was from Nigeria, and she just, I don't know if she let up, because she looked like she was running as fast as she could. She was leading, and then because she was the only woman racing in the final leg, okay?
Yeah. What are you thinking? You know, oh, my God.
And all the dudes talked her down. She went into the final corner in first place. And by the time she got down the front stretch, she was in last place.
They're already at the finish line, celebrated, still running.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't laugh. But
I know, but like, they fucked that one up. I might have to watch that later. Just go to YouTube and rewatch that.
And it was the team from Nigeria, too.
Yeah, you expect them to be fast, at least. Who were they? Who won? America?
America won it, yeah. But I was just like, all right, so like, what would your strategy be? Like, you ran track and stuff.
Oh man, that's tough.
What would your strategy be?
Was it, so it's two girls, two guys?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to put the girls in the middle. You'd have to have the guy start off big lead if you can, and then hopefully the chicks can just maintain I don't know, because like, you don't want, like, I guess you want your fastest person finishing, and your that's tough, man. Cause I used to run the 4x4, and we always used to switch up like our lineup as far as like speed. Like sometimes we'd have our fastest guy go first or go last, but I don't know. It's hard to say, but I would probably definitely have a guy at the end.
Yeah. Did you see that one of the Americans broke the world record, but came in second? Like,
for that race?
The guy, yeah. Because it was the hurdles. And now let me ask you ran track. I don't know if you ever ran hurdles, but don't you actually like you try to get so good that you take the same amount of strides in between each one?
Yeah.
So you're not having to like stutter in front of the hurdle.
Yeah. It's like, it's a rhythm you have. I mean, that's for like the 110 hurdles, like the little 110 meter hurdles. But I think they do the 400 meter hurdles, which
they do.
That one, see,
they're further spaced than
the 400. I don't know if you ever ran track, or whoever's listening has ever run track.
Well, it's
but
a quarter mile, right?
That is one of the hardest races, because it's weird, because you're not sprinting all out. You're not like giving it 100%, but you're also not jogging. You're just running at like 85% the entire time. And I used to run that race, and I would just, once I finished past the finish line or handed off the baton, I would just black out on the grass. Like, I didn't care if we won or lost. Like, it was just, it would take my energy for the whole day. So 400 hurdles, man, that's a fucking beast.
Jumping.
Yeah. And the 400, dude. No, you don't really, I mean, you probably count the steps if you're consistent, but you just, you know, once you get a rhythm going, it's pretty easy.
All right, Turok, tell people how they can check out your podcast.
Of course, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts or even Spotify. It's a weekly review, but easy way to search is type my name in Serac, S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, not spelled like the liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better. Just ask my girl. Just kidding about that last part. check it out. We have YouTube channel as well as Facebook page, same directions. And if you like, subscribe. If you don't, well, you know, it is what it is.
All right, buddy. It was a great conversation, and let's do this soon, okay?
All right, bud.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketFairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.